Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have a great show!
That we will do in 40 degrees and beautiful sun-drenched Canton, Ohio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Kenny and JT Show. You may be asking yourself, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like Kenny Rota. Where is that little guy? Well, he's doing some conference calls right now with your Cleveland Indians. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes, but right now, you've got me, Canton Guy, doing well, having fun on your radio. My name is JT, and thanks for joining us this afternoon. And, folks, we've got a great show for you today. I mean, we've got you lined up with another one of our very own, local guy making good. That's head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones. Matt Campbell's going to be joining us a little bit later on the program. So if you're a Perry guy or a Maslin guy, pick up the phone and call your buddies and let them know that we got the head coach right here on the Kenny and JT Show, and Matt Campbell will be joining us at 4:45. So that takes care of the western side, if you will, of the county. What about the eastern side of the county? Hey, Louisville Leopards, you guys are out there somewhere, aren't you? Well, I got news for you. Head basketball coach Tom Siegfried going to be joining us a little bit later on. They've got a big matchup. You'll hear it right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC tomorrow at Salem tomorrow night, the Division II sectional finals. So we got you covered when it comes to high school guys making good, high school coaches making their high school guys make good. So it's going to be a good show today, and we've got other topics that are just trending like you can't believe. And first and foremost, we talked about yesterday, J.J. Watt. Now, and I don't want to get into this too much today. It's not going to command too much of our time, because when I think of J.J. Watt, I'm not thinking of a LeBron James. And sure, the guy was an MVP three times years ago in the NFL, and he's still, for the most part, got a big name, a big name, but I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. Going to be 33 years old when the season starts, 32 right now, only had 5 sacks last year. The team alone, Texans only had 19 as a team. Now, if he plays with a high motor, that's great, and he could do good things with the Cleveland Browns. But are we wasting too much time on the fact that if he's floating out names and we're hearing things that the Browns aren't in the top three in his pecking order? But then again, you hear these reports, and they say, well, even though the Browns may not be in the top three right now, they're still in line for it, and they're still showing interest. Or are they showing too much interest? Talking about a team last year, going into the season, didn't know how good they were going to be. You had a brand-new head coach. You had different position coaches. You had a lot of new talent on that team. And quite frankly, no one knew how Baker Mayfield would respond from that season the year before. So with all things, when push came to shove and they got blown out in the first game, you were really second-guessing had they made another blunder by hiring another first-year, first-time head coach in the National Football League. But then we fast-forward through the rest of the year, you're talking about a team that arguably could have been in the AFC Championship game. So things worked out right for them. So if you remember at the beginning of the season, when Jadeveon Clowney was a free agent and they had the opportunity to go out and get him, his asking price was $20 million per season. Now, thank goodness they didn't roll the dice on that. And actually, they offered him a deal, and he said he didn't want to come here. I think he would have changed his mind had he known that the Browns would have been as good as they ended up being, making it all the way to the AFC divisional round. And like we say, arguably could have played in the AFC championship game. Ball bounces a different way. You get a call here or there. You go on and you beat Kansas City, and who knows? Maybe they could have been in the Super Bowl. After what I saw from Buffalo, I wasn't sold on Buffalo beating Kansas City at Kansas City, but I would have taken my chances as the Browns taking on the Bills. But that's not the point. The point here is the fact that the Browns offered Jadeveon Clowney $17 million, allegedly, and he turned it down. Now, if you are willing and or able to offer him $20 million, and he was only going to get paid $17 million, and I'm talking back about J.J. Watt again, would you be willing to do that? And maybe that's one of the reasons that the Browns aren't considered in the running as far as the top three anyway in the pecking order of landing spots for Jadeveon Clowney. For J.J. Watt. The thing is this. We keep hearing Tennessee Titans, Buffalo Bills, Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers didn't make sense just a few days ago, but they started cutting salary, and now they've got money under the cap to offer him. He's a Wisconsin guy. Does he want to go back home? And again, he said that he stated it time and time again that he probably wanted out of the Texans, wanted to play for a contender. Well, I would consider Green Bay a contender, wouldn't you? Okay, so there's one idea. The other one, aforementioned Buffalo Bills. AFC Championship, they go out. They understand what their weaknesses are. One of them is always going to be a former All-Pro or a former MVP. Why wouldn't you want him on your ball team? And I have to believe that for no other reason, just the fact that he's a proven veteran makes your team better. So therein lies the reason why the Buffalo Bills might want to go after him. How much money they're willing to offer? Couldn't tell you. Tennessee Titans. Why would he want to go to the Titans? When you look at the Tennessee Titans, and they had a roller coaster ride last year, and you look at the Tennessee Titans, you wonder, shouldn't they have been better? I think they ran out of gas down the line as the season got longer. When the Browns beat them, that might have been the end of the year for them. And I'm not sold on Ryan Tannehill anyway, a quarterback. But why would he want to go to the Titans? Arguably, well, they're a playoff team. Okay, we get that. Why else would he want to go there? Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel was a defensive coach with the Houston Texans for four, maybe five seasons, okay? So there's a history there. So that might be the other reason. Now, other teams in play could be the Las Vegas Raiders, obviously the Cleveland Browns, and just for you-know-whats and giggles, let's go ahead and throw in the Pittsburgh Steelers and see if he wants to play with his brothers. I don't know why he'd want to do that, and all the things that we're hearing out of Pittsburgh is the fact that they still want Ben Roethlisberger to be their starting quarterback moving forward. Look, I don't care what they pay him. I don't care what he's offering to play for. Ben Roethlisberger is not the same quarterback, and in my opinion, not worthy of whatever they pay him to be the franchise quarterback. Moving forward, you've got to have youth at the quarterback position. You've got to have more skill in that position. God love him. He won his two Super Bowls, going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But if you're a Steeler fan, is that the guy you want behind center? I don't think so. And this brings us back to the Cleveland Browns in a situation that finally we might be the tough kid on the block, because now you're looking at a youthful team. You saw a team that nobody really could have gambled on last year, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're coming through that drought of however long it's been. You know, it was, what, 18 years since they won a playoff game, or 20 years since they won a playoff game, or whatever those numbers are. We don't need to keep rehashing them. And for all intents and purposes, you shouldn't have to remember things like that, because you shouldn't have to go that long without being relevant, especially in the National Football League. So we can get into that a little bit, the J.J. Watt thing. And do you really want him, and can you really expect to get what or the way he played before when he was an MVP? Three-time MVP, actually. Cavaliers last night. Brian, do we have some Cavaliers fight song music? Come on now. Tonight we're gonna take no Cavaliers win two games in a row, the first time since LeBron left. No, it's not true. But, it's exciting because now, and I said this yesterday. Two nights ago when I predicted that the Atlanta Hawks would come into Cleveland and win by more than seven, Kenny actually said Trae Young would have went off for 40. Well, he didn't. Cavaliers, for whatever reason, they played a little bit better team basketball. Came away with the Atlanta win and backed it up with a back-to-backer over the Houston Rockets. That's a really bad team. But I got news for you, and I looked at that game yesterday, and I thought about it, and I told Kenny this, and I said, look, If you're interested in wagering on any of these games, any of these teams, the thing you've got to remember is the streak. The Cavaliers broke the streak at 10 games. Up until that game, anybody who's ever been a sharp knows that you play out the string. And I don't care if it's baseball or basketball. Football's a little bit different because they play every week, sometimes week and a half. But when you're playing two, sometimes three games, or in this craziest season of all time, sometimes even more games than that in a week's time, then you got to play out the string. And when you're on a losing streak like that, you keep running that streak until they break it. Well, the Cavaliers broke it with a victory over the Atlanta Hawks. I didn't think it would happen, but once it did, yesterday I said, I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole, all the while still thinking that, hey, just because I wouldn't bet this game, I still wouldn't put it past the Rockets to beat the Cavaliers. They were a 4-point road favorite. And the reason I look at it that way is because the Cavaliers have just been such a train wreck over the last couple of weeks. They could have arguably lost 14 straight. Didn't do it. However, didn't really show me that they really expected to be here. Well, they turned things around. They beat a really bad Rockets team. We didn't think Oladipo was going to play, but he did. And they still beat them. So that's a good thing if you're a Cavalier fan. With three games left in the first half, they'll go to Philly on Saturday, the Rockets on Monday, and come back home against the Pelicans. So at 12-21, are they ahead of your expectations? I think Vegas had the over-under for victories in the season at 23. So do two games and back-to-back winners for the Cavaliers, does that change your mind? Does it change your mind on what they're trying to do there? It doesn't for me. And I look at this team, and I'm still trying to figure out what the game plan is here. Pun intended. I mean, if you're going to move Andre Drummond, if you're going to buy him out, let's get it over with already and move forward. Because the longer he stays a member of the Cavaliers, whether he's on the bench or not, he's still a member of this team, this organization. They haven't cut him loose yet. How does that play on the minds of these younger players? And I often wonder that, because if I was on that team, and sure, it'd be nice to say, and man, I'm getting paid to be a professional athlete, what do I care? But I still, at the end of the day, believe in the same thing that I believed in when I played, heck, Mighty Mites or whatever else it was, okay, when I was a kid. It's that team mentality. And if the team mentality is broken, I think it affects the psyche of the team. And when you're talking about a young team like the Cavaliers, I think you need that veteran leadership, whether or not you wanted to move forward and you always wanted Jared Allen at your center or not. I don't care. You made offseason moves. You made a move a year and a half ago to bring in Andre Drummond. Did you really only do that because no one else wanted him and you were willing to spend the money because at some point in time you thought you could trade him for a second round pick? See, that just doesn't make sense to me. This isn't like he's a free agent. He's going to leave anyway. Might as well go ahead and trade him. Well, yeah, you do that with somebody like a Frankie Lindor and you get 5-for-1 or whatever it was. You're not getting that with Andre Drummond. If you're lucky to get a second round draft pick or a G leaguer, I just don't understand the sense that it made. And I'll tell you why. Because he was playing lights out and he wanted to be here. He wanted to be here. I guess moving forward, maybe this is just Dan Gilbert and the powers that be saying, hey, we don't care if you want to be here. We're not willing to pay you what others have done that. And that was get you up towards about the $30 million a year mark. And maybe that's the Detroit Pistons' fault, but no fault of our own. We didn't have to take on that contract. We chose to take on that contract. Does that mean it was just a matter of time before they were going to trade him anyway? It just, to me, when you see a guy perform well and he wants to be here, let's ride out the wave. We thought maybe 2 months ago, the guy's going to be an all-star again. Heck, we thought Colin Sexton was going to maybe be an all-star. But then they hit the skids. And they hit the skids, oddly enough, right after they made the trade, or got into the trade, the James Harden deal that we ended up with Jared Allen. And the rest is basically history. So what are your thoughts on the Cavaliers today? Back-to-back winners at 12-21. Second half schedule's out. We posted it yesterday. You can check that out at WHBC.com. And do you expect anything from the Cavaliers? If nothing else, do you expect them to go over or under the win total for the season at 23 games? Kind of interesting there. Because I got news for you. With Kenny on these conference calls right now, and we're getting interviews with the Cleveland Indians, we're going to be posting those on social media, and you'll be hearing a lot of these interviews as well. It's what we normally do. Because normally at this time of year, we're out at spring training in Goodyear, Arizona. And when people start thinking spring, you start thinking baseball. And it's easy to think baseball, no matter whether or not you're still ticked off over the Frankie Lindor deal or not. But it's easy to think baseball when you've got a team sitting there at 0-0. Expectations, not extremely high, but higher than the Cavaliers. So my point being, in the next couple of days, not even weeks, you're going to start thinking baseball. If you start thinking baseball, Cavaliers are an afterthought, right? But that wasn't necessarily always the case, especially when 23 was here. I mean, go back to that 2016. How special was that, man? You had 23 winning a title for the first time in 54 years, and the Cavaliers are national. They win the NBA World Championship, NBA Finals. A couple of weeks later, the Indians are in the World Series. Can you imagine? Where are we living where we've got two professional sports franchises playing for titles? I'm not used to it, man. It's overload, but it sure was nice, and it's a lot of fun, isn't it? But that's not the case now. Now you're a lottery team, and now you're a baseball organization that just traded away, arguably, the face of the entire league. Or do we just sit back and wait till football season? And then we start the conversation about J.J. Watt until free agency starts again. It's only a few weeks away, folks. It's going to be a lot of interesting things, a lot of different maneuvers. So let's reset this real quick and get into our first break, see if we can get caught back up with Kenny Rhoda. J.J. Watt again, what are your thoughts? Cavaliers, over under, 23 games. How are they going to fare in the second half? Are they just going to tank? And the Indians, your phone calls and more. It's a Kenny and JT show. 330-450-1480. Let's get our first break in. Come right back to the phones right after this.